It's definitely different. I've never been a part of anything like this. It's a great experience just to go against someone else, to see another look in a practice situation, and we're able to do different scenarios, and we're still able to get our individual work in and everything, and we're able to, you know, watch them and see what they do.
Where do you think you guys stand? I mean, it gives you a better gauge, kind of, I guess, of where you're at. So, where do you think you guys are?
Hey, we're going to keep working. That's where we are right now. We're in training camp. We're out here. We're working every day. We're getting better every day. And these last 2 days going against the Patriots have been great work for us to go against another scheme and different players. So I think that we're heading the right direction. The guys are really doing a great job, and we're going to keep pushing and, you know, learning.
Nick, where do you think you guys are as an offense after these last two practices? What have you learned?
I mean, I just different things about our tempo, and I mean, really just executing the plays. It's great seeing it against different looks, and I mean, it's, you know, nothing really different. I already knew everything about the offense, and it's just one of those things where we just got to continue to. It's the little things. It's doing hard counts. It's different things like that that we need to continue to work on. And we still got a lot of work to do, but I feel good about everybody, and we're doing a great job.
Are you getting any indication of who's going to start Friday night's game?
No.
What do you need to show Coach Kelly Friday to give yourself a leg up in this?
I'm not. You know, I'm not really worrying about that. I'm just going to go out there and play. I'm playing to win. I'm playing to put points on the board. And, you know, that's what we got to do, be successful, being a good teammate. When the defense is out there, I'm going to be cheering them on. And when we're out there, I expect to score. That's my mindset always.
Now, Nick, from the quarterback's perspective, how does the game change when it's a live pass rush and there's no red jersey on
it? I mean, you know, you try to simulate in practice, and obviously we're not getting hit. I think that it, just the ability – to a lot of times in practice when we're moving around the pocket, if guys get near us, they're going to blow it dead. But, you know, sometimes in games we're going to hit us, and sometimes we're going to get out of the pocket and throw it on the run and make big plays. So, I mean, it's definitely – I don't know. I try to – these last 2 days I felt like are, you know, a great simulation of what a game is without the hits.
Nate, do you feel like your progress in camp has been linear, like you're getting better every single day, or have you had – some good days, a not good day. How do you feel like it's gone?
I feel like I'm getting a little bit better every day. I feel like I'm learning more. You know, we're repping the plays more, and especially going against someone else. Different scenarios we do in our normal practices. I feel like I'm getting better each and every day. I'm working on different things every day, really focusing on something. Like if I messed up on a play before, on the day before, if I get that the next day, I know what to look for. Maybe I'm able to add in a pump fake and then open up something else. So just studying the game, studying the practice film, and going out here on the practice field and really just trying to become a better player every day. The attention, the details.
Is there something specific or unique to a quarterback that you've learned watching Tom Brady up close for these great days?
I think just his command of the huddle, his command when he's out there. He's very smooth at what he does. He's very smooth in his drop back and his play action. So it's great for a young quarterback like me to practice on the same field as him and just really watch him and just, you know, dissect his game and watch him up close. And, you know, he's one of the greatest quarterbacks ever, so who better to watch?
Have you talked to him at all?
Splitting those first few reps during the preseason game, does it really matter then from in your mind, is there any statement of who comes out first?
In my mind, there's no statement of who comes out first. If, you know, it's me, I know Mike's going to be there to cheer me on. If it's Mike, I'm going to be right there to cheer him on and help him in any way possible. So we're on the same page. We're pushing each other each and every day in practice to become better players, but we're also being great teammates to one another out of the locker room and in the locker room. So that's really important. It's been a it's been a good experience for both of us.
What's it been like at the wide receiver position? You guys finished only seven today. And what's it been like when a bunch of guys go down?
I mean, it's tough, especially in camp where you have guys go down with injuries, knee injuries. But we've had guys step in and do a really great job. And a lot of young guys, you've seen a lot of young guys out there that don't have much NFL experience, if any, and they're really going out there and they're really figuring it out. And, you know, it's going to be fun this preseason game just to see what they can do in that kind of situation.
Isn't that a big difference, though, between playing with the ones and the twos? In that when you're with the ones, you're throwing to Deshaun. When you're with the twos, you're throwing to guys more as established, and it might not be that caliber of play.
I mean, I just, when I'm out there, I don't care who's out there. I have all the faith in the world that they're going to make a play. Now, knowing who's out there is very important because it might change the way you throw the ball. Deshaun, a lot of times you want to throw it out there and let him use his speed. But, you know, if it's another guy who's not quite as fast as him but has a bigger body, you want to throw a ball that he can catch with his body, maybe a little high and behind him or something like that, and you want to throw to their strengths. And that's just where throwing the routes on air, throwing the one-on-ones, just throwing routes in general, and then playing, you figure that out, how they run their routes, what they're good at, you know, how to throw to them. So whoever's out there, I feel great about.
You feel like you and Mike have established a pretty good rhythm in running the offense, just watching him and then you yourself going out there on a regular basis, especially these last few days?
Yeah, I think we have, but we still got some work to do at it. I mean, there's still more rhythm. There's still more things that we have to add into it, different shifts, motions, hard counts. So where we're at right now, I feel good about it. But like I said, it's early and we got to keep working.
Thank you.